There are a lot of vacant office buildings in the Washington region, but analysts say it's not because companies are shutting down. WAMU's business and development reporter Ali Schweitzer explains.
There was a time when offices just had to be bigger. Law firms needed room for libraries, technology companies had to fit massive computers in their buildings, but those days are largely over.
Employers are forecasting that they don't need as much space per worker.
John Kent is a regional planner with the nonprofit Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. He says companies are undergoing what's called densification. They're moving into smaller spaces closer to metro stations and leaving a trail of old offices in their wake. The result is emptied out office parks and a vacancy rate that's higher than the national average. And you'd think that vacancy rate would discourage developers from building more. But nope. Kent says the opposite is happening.
There has been some development for new space that's replacing a little bit of outdated space.
He says office construction in the D.C. area grew by 50% from 2016 to 2017. So now planners are trying to figure out what to do with all of those outdated offices being left behind. Kent says developers are turning some of them into apartments, and young businesses are starting to take advantage of them too, leasing up old offices on the cheap and using them as launch pads for growth. For WAMU, I'm Ali Schweitzer.